This is KCUR. I'm Gina Kaufman. Earlier in the week, we talked about stereotypes of Wyandotte County during a conversation about the WICO-JOCO divide. One thing we learned is that many residents of Wyandotte County have a lot of hometown pride. Some of them even refer to themselves, affectionately, as Dots, or say they're from the Dot. But as KCUR's Christina Leffring found out, that term has different meanings depending on who you're talking to.
Amanda Pierce runs an embroidery machine that stitches a logo onto four blank baseball caps at the same time.
This is for a little league baseball team.
She takes them all out and pops one cap in to embroider a number on the back.
So the kiddos don't lose their hats in the dugout. This way they can go and find their hat, you know, with their number on it.
That's Jim Woods, owner of Varsity Sports Sporting Goods. Little League teams across Wyandotte County and Western Johnson County are gearing up for spring, summer, and fall sports. That's why the store is piled high with brightly colored t-shirts and hats, waiting to be silkscreened or stitched.
So all these Little League teams ordering uniforms and stuff this time of year gets kind of crazy for about a month and a half, 2 months.
But his store is also known as the Dot Store, because of its line of clothing and items like beer cozies and coasters, emblazoned with the logo, Dot Original.
In 93, we were sitting around talking about the top 10 reasons to live in Wyandotte County, and as we were talking about that, we decided, hey, you know, we ought to do a Dot shirt.
He hired a woman from Olathe to design the logo, and they did an initial run of white and gray t-shirts. It expanded to other colors and clothing items, like hoodies, sweatpants, even flip-flops. After 2000, Woods says the line took off, and the merchandise now takes up almost 80% of the store's retail space. As a lifelong Dot himself, Woods was glad to see people being proud of Wyandotte.
It's nice to see the people so supportive of Wyandotte County, you know, and we get kind of a bad rap sometimes, you know.
Nicholas Segura, owner of Somos Marketing Agency, grew up in Wyandotte County and says he compared his neighborhood with Johnson County right next door.
So you have the poorest county in Kansas, probably, next to the richest county in one of the in the United States as a whole. I think that you are made aware of the disparity between rich and poor when you are made aware of your place in rich next to poor like that.
He remembers when the term Dot was a negative term, used to refer to these disparities.
Previously, the Dot was used somewhat as a pejorative, someone who came from lower means in the past. You're a Dot. You know, that's a Dot. That's a Wyandotte County person, and they're not as smart, they're not as educated, they don't have as formal training or a cultured background.
Segura says the past 10, 15 years, the developments in the region have given Dots more to brag about.
However, I think that Wyandotte Counties have always had a great deal of pride. I can see where Wyandotte County has come from very poor backgrounds to doing very well. So my perspective comes from having nothing and created something. And now, of course, the newer generation sees the world as in we've got something, we've created something really interesting.
Many students at Wyandotte High School say calling themselves Dots is just not a thing they do. While some kids say, I'm from the Dot, others still won't use that term.
I just call it Wyandotte County.
She's not like that. She's respectful.
Really
she don't talk like that.
Ingrid Aguro says even saying Wyandotte County invokes negative stereotypes.
I'm not really sure about the whole Dot thing. I just know about the, if someone says I go to Wyandotte, then they think you're a criminal.
Junior Dejanay Duncan will say she's from the Dot, but it depends on who she's talking to.
If I went to an interview, I wouldn't say, oh, I'm from the Dot. Just like a friend or a teacher asked me, like, what school you go to or where are you from? I'm like, I'm from a Dot. Like, they'd understand where I'm coming from.
And she says it with pride.
I guess it's just a term of our own to know that this is home for us. I love this place. I wouldn't be here if I didn't love it.
Back at Dot Original, Woods and his daughter, Heather Melvin, take customers' orders for uniforms and trophies. During the rest of the year, the sporting goods side of his business is slow due to competition with big box stores and the internet. But Wood says the Dot Original line keeps the family business going.
The line just, I mean, it just sells for it. It just sells itself. That we have great people in Wyandotte County that have really supported this, and it really honestly keeps the doors open, and I'm grateful for that.
Wyandotte Countyans have been calling themselves Dots for decades. But there's a perception today in Wyandotte that the county is changing for the better, and there's more to be proud of. And Woods is able to stay in business because Dots now want to wear their pride, literally, on their sleeve.
Thanks to intern Christina Leffring for bringing us that report.